Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Delamonte. I'm joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale and Jody Higgins. Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Good evening, Sue.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Very good. Very cold.
Is it
icy where you guys in an ice storm where you are?
It was very icy for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now, it was 56 with pouring rain all day today. My backyard is a pond. And
wow,
tomorrow
56?
We're supposed to be near 70 with more rain. And then
wow.
Saturday we're supposed to be in the teens.
Wow. There you go. Well,
wow.
The trucks are sliding sideways up where we are, so it's quite icy.
Good.
Yeah.
It's been very weird weather this winter.
It really has.
Yeah. I don't get it. That's strange.
It's crazy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with the heat from below the equator or in the Australia. They're having a huge heat wave. Apparently it's pushing up this way, and I have to read the article more thoroughly, but the weather patterns are just maybe reflecting the political situation we're in these days. Up and down and all over the place.
When all else fails, blame it on Australia.
There you go. We're not flat earthers here. We know Australia is real.
That's right.
Oh, well, that's great.
We have it coming at us in all directions. We had that polar vortex come down from Canada, and now we've got this other stuff pushing up Australia. It's getting it.
We just squished in the middle there. But
we are.
Yep.
We really
are. Oh, well.
Sure been funky.
Yeah.
What's
the promise of spring, though.
Yes.
It is, and I don't know about you both, but it seems like I'm picking up lots of bugs. I've had an ear infection that won't clear up, and I'm all kind of, sneezy and coldish, like all snuffy. And I think that a lot of people are.
I have been very fortunate this year. Well, I haven't really gotten a cold or anything in a couple of years, so I'm very fortunate there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're using all your sick days up on heart attacks and things, Sue.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. I mean, it's so much easier. Just have a heart attack. You'll be done with it for schedule.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Was it my gallbladder and then the heart attack, breast cancer, and now my eyes. It's like, okay, God, I've had
what
enough.
What are we going to do with you?
But you're still standing, Sue. I think that's awesome. So
I'm too chunky to knock down. I'm like a weeble. I'm going to bounce my butt right back up.
There
weeble's
you go.
Bumble.
Weebles, but they don't fall down.
There you go.
That's right.
Or one of those punching bags with the sand on the bottom. You hit them and they come right back up.
Yep.
Those are normally male, right? Just saying. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. This isn't a man-hating show. This is a man-loving show.
Yes, indeedy duty. Oh, boy.
What did I say?
Okay, you two, put the tequila away and let's get on our topic.
Oh, wait. Somebody
Absolutely.
Has tequila?
Tequila.
Tea, Lynn?
Okay, let's see. Yes, crazy women. Our topic this week is kindness seems to be in short supply sometimes in this world. How can we use kindness to light up the dark and make the journey a little easier for all of us? Who would like to?
Well, I think Jody's drinking tequila, so I'll go ahead.
Well, I absolutely love this topic and the thought of it myself.
Yeah, it's a good one. We've been a bit silly, but it is a wonderful topic. I always find when I go through getting situations where I have a choice whether I should be kind or do I want to be right, I choose kindness, and I've never regretted that choice. If you have that choice to be kind or to be right, it's usually the best choice to be kind. And I'm getting distracted.
I agree.
The Shape of Water.
What's that, hon?
I say, I feel like we're in the movie The Shape of Water. I'm hearing bubbly, gurgly sounds.
Yeah, I'm hearing something, too. Feedback, something, I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
Do I have to admit it's me?
Jody.
I just walked out and poured water into my teacup. I forgot to mute you. I apologize.
Okay, it was getting really watery there for a bit. All right.
It's a Keurig, and it makes the water. I didn't realize you could hear it. I thought I was muted. My apologies.
No, it's okay. I couldn't think straight. I was hearing bubble, bubble, bubble. What the hell is going on? Okay. Yeah, kindness. Well, Sue, why don't you take it for a few minutes and I'll get my brain back in order here.
Yeah, it's so easy to be kind. It's so much easier to be kind than it is to be nasty. And, you know, just when you're out someplace, I experienced this the other day. I try to smile and acknowledge people when I'm out. And the other day I was so focused on shopping, and I didn't realize that I wasn't smiling until I had several people smiling at me. And when you're walking someplace and someone smiles at you or says hello or how's it going, just remember that feeling, just that tiny, tiny little bit of kindness. Or you're walking into a building, someone holds the door for you, and how it makes you feel. It takes me a long time. I have a lot of trouble walking. And I had a lady stand and hold the door. This woman could have had her cart and been down an aisle shopping, and she stood and held the door for me. It made me feel so good. Just the littlest acts of kindness. And you smile at somebody, they might be having a horrible day. And that smile is going to make them stop and think that there is good out there. There is kindness and happiness and joy out there. It could be the only thing that they need to lighten up their day. And if you put a smile on your face for no reason, it goes through your whole body. It's not just your face, it's your whole body. So it just brings the light out, lets your light shine. And it gets rid of all the negative thoughts and feelings and distractions. So just when you're out there, think about it. Hold the door for somebody. Smile at somebody. Let somebody cut in front of you in line. Just the littlest things in life make such a big difference.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's my take, so.
What are your thoughts, Jody?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about traffic. And everyone thinks because you're not seen, right? You're not there skin to skin, bone to bone, neck to someone, that you can behave however you want. We do things we wouldn't do, things we learned in kindergarten, to say please and thank you, or to, you know, not take cuts in line, and to wait our turn. And people, they kind of forget that. They forget that. I think it's really easy to forget. And there's another thing, too, that whole thing, it takes more energy to frown than to smile. It uses more muscles to frown than to smile. And if you've ever noticed, if you're not nice to someone, I don't know about you, I feel bad. And then I have an argument with them, and that wastes a lot more time than if I just been nice. And vice versa. If I'm the person someone's not nice to, then I'm playing with my head, in my head, wondering a lot about why they were so rude to me. It's a difficult thing, and it can ruin your day if someone's not kind to you. I would rather go out of my way and be nice and then have to live with myself later for being a jerk.
Absolutely. Yep.
I just looked it up to prove your point there, Jody. It takes 43 muscles to frown and 17 to smile.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, and I know a lot of people at this time of year with the cold and the sunshine being limited, they go through the SAD syndrome with the seasonal affective disorder, lack of vitamin C and sunlight. And they say one of the best ways to fight depression or feeling like you are sad or unhappy is to do something good for someone else, to not think about yourself. And, you know, I think we all, you know, we all deal with that. All of us have a certain amount of being self-centered because for each of us, life really is concentric. Things revolve around us. It's just the way life works. And I don't mean that, like, people are selfish all the time. I just mean that my life revolves around me and your life revolves around you. But if we take ourselves out of being concentric and focus on someone else who has less or someone else who needs some kindness, we're going to feel better about our own place in the world.
Yes.
It's just how kindness works.
I agree, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I'd rather smile and have laugh lines than frown lines.
Yes.
You know, when I'm talking about when I get wrinkles. Wait, there might be a few already. I am 51. Don't tell. I'm wearing them loud and proud.
Yep.
See you there. Okay, did you have anything you wanted to add, Lynn? Or?
Yeah, I've come back to the thing I had been looking at before the show about Darwin, studying, he's studying evolution. And he saw mankind as being profoundly social and caring, and he talks about sympathy and caring for others being an instinctual thing. We usually think about the survival of the fittest as being selfish, but we are actually programmed biologically to care for one another. Science has shown that devoting resources to others rather than having more and more for yourself does bring about lasting well-being. And kindness has been found to be one of the most important predictors of satisfaction and stability in a marriage. And colleges now, or Harvard and such, are emphasizing kindness on applications for admissions. So it's spreading in the world slowly, I think. But, you know, it's basically the golden rule. We treat others the way we want to be treated, and the world works so much better. You know?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maggie is barking in agreement.
We've got dogs
She's
everywhere.
Confirming and validating.
Oh, dogs do treat us about kindness, don't they? They always forgive us, no matter how nasty and grumpy we get in the morning, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have a lot to learn from animals.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, I recently saw a picture of a bird. I think it was a duck or swan, and there was a puppy in the process of freezing to death, and the bird had wrapped its body around the puppy and was very cold and in the process of freezing itself, and they were able to save both of them. But, the bird was taking care of a puppy. I mean, when you look at animals, I'm always sort of surprised when you look at different kinds of animals when they're interacting, and if you look into their eyes and you look at their soul, they are born to be kind. I mean, yes, they have to, you know, kill other animals. That's part of their instinct to survive and to need food. But first, you know, one of the foremost things that they do is to be protecting and loving to one another.
Yeah.
I agree that it's part of our makeup and our intuitive part of us. You know?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. I wanted to remind the callers that we are doing mini readings, not full readings. So please try to limit your questions to only one per call. That way we can get many, many more callers in. And all of us, Jody, Lynn, myself, and everybody else on the Sacred Embers Network, are available for full readings. We all have either websites or Facebook pages that you can contact us on to get rates and what we do. So please look us up. Jody is Jody Higgins on Facebook, and she also has a website, connectedbyspirit.com. Lynn Bleasdale is on Facebook, and you can also reach her at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I am Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook, and right now my website is under construction, so that's not available yet.
We will get it done, though. We will.
We will. It's just taking a little bit of time. Everybody's just so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there.
That's all right.
Absolutely.
We'll get through it. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I think we'll get you up by at least the end of the week, Sue, if we can. But what is your address when we... I can't remember. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But we'll be able to, we'll announce it on the show next week. And I promise you I will get her done whether we have time or not. We'll just find the time.
When you have time, I know that you're very busy, have a lot going on, so.
Well, you can always squeeze more in, I figure, if it's a worthy thing. So let's announce it next week, and we'll all have websites by then.
Okay.
Can we also share something? Sue, can I share a little bit about what's going on with you?
Sure. Go ahead, hon.
All right. So Sue would never personally, even remotely, probably bring this up, but I'm going to. Sue has been an integral part of this team. She's been here before me. So I know she has been serving and providing readings to all of you. Right now, she's had some serious health issues. And she needs some financial support. So if you would please consider going out and looking at our page, even if it's just a $5 donation, the cost of a cup of coffee. She needs some help right now, guys. And I'm not just talking about, things that we all take for granted, like a haircut. I'm talking the things like paying for an electric bill. So if you can please make a little bit of help so she can ease this transition time until she has her income restarting again soon in a few months, we would really appreciate it. Getting a reading can be expensive. And, she offers her time here. She shares messages with all of you. And if you can find it in your heart to even just make a $5 donation, we would so very much appreciate it.
And
sorry
also share the link.
Sorry for and surprising you, Sue.
No, I was going to say share the link if you're able to as well. If on Facebook,
share
the link is pinned to, it's on the Sacred Embers page, the podcast page, and the link is pinned. And even if you're able to share it, that is awfully helpful. Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Yeah, she gives a lot of time, and I don't know about you guys. What I charge for a reading is it pays for a small bill. And if Sue were able to do more events and things, she would probably be out there knocking down doors and doing business. But physically, she cannot. And I've been in that position. I've been sick where I can't get out. And I don't have family that can help me. It's a tough place to be. And she gives to all of us. There's no reason we can't give back.
Absolutely.
Can I just remind everyone our topic is about kindness? Am I being pushy?
Not at all, Jody, not at all.
Oh, okay, guys, thank you very much. Yeah. Are we ready to start taking some callers?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Our first caller is area code 780. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Michelle.
Well, hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you tonight, dear?
I'm in Alberta, Canada.
Are you freezing?
Right. What are you doing there? Do you live
freezing.
There?
It was minus 40 yesterday with the wind chill. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cold. We had that last week. How can we help you
today?
So I just started a new job the beginning of January. I was off for 4 months last year, so I'm kind of just curious what your thoughts are. Everything feels good to me so far, but I'm kind of just worried about the future always.
Okay.
Can I jump in?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I feel really good about this job. I think we did talk you through and support you through some of that with some different calls, right? You've called in before?
I have, but not about that.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, I feel like this fit is really good. I think there's going to be growth for you. I don't know if I feel that it's a real long-time position, but I feel really good about the company for you and the opportunity to make money, to be consistently employed, and I think you're going to be successful there. I feel good about it. Getting this in place also, I feel, will allow you to grow in some other areas. So, yes, this is a good opportunity for you. And I think even if it's not about staying at this position with this company for a long time, though it may be, it is a step to something else.
Oh, very cool. Thank you.
Great. Lynn? Do you have any?
I'm almost repeating Jody, but I think the same thing. It feels like a really good fit, and I got that it's like a stepping stone to a growth or a management position down the road. Yeah, I think you're going able to, get promoted. You know, I think you're going to find that it's going to take you pretty far. I get nothing but like a good feeling for you, Michelle. That's great.
Oh, cool. Thank
yeah.
you.
There's nothing to. Time. There's no bad news to deliver. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm okay with no bad news.
Yeah, I know. I think you found yourself a good fit, as Jody said. You know, it feels like Cinderella's slipper. You finally found where you're going to be okay. You know, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
A lot of happiness. I can see a lot of happiness there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Yeah.
Well, thank
Are we
you
the
so
most
much,
boring Lee. Team ever?
No, that's awesome. I appreciate your guidance.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, I just keep doing what you're doing. Really, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, call us back, Michelle. Let us know how things go for you.
Will do. Blessings.
All right. You have
Take
a wonderful evening, dear.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay. And our next caller is area code 860. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Amla. How are you guys? How you doing?
Good, Amla. How are you?
Hi, Amla.
Good. I have a quick question about you, Sue. What's the website I could donate to again? Is it on the Block Talk Radio page?
It's on the Sacred Embers page on Facebook. It's
okay.
The GoFundMe page on there.
Oh, okay. I'll do that right after I get off the phone with you.
Oh.
So I'd love to. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for your kindness of of messages that you give out to people. I really appreciate that. I do.
I love what I do. I love it.
I know you do. I know you do. I could hear it in your voice. I could hear it in all of you. Amazing. I don't want to take up too much time. I know you have callers probably, but my question is actually in the next couple of months, I plan on finishing my, I think I've talked to you guys before about my book. And I'm planning on finishing it up for good, so to speak, solid by April 1st. And so I was just wondering if any of you see it coming out, you know, as far as the book coming out this year, and when might that be? I'm a first-time author, so I'm a little bit scared about the publishing part, but whatever you guys get would be great.
Emma, weren't you talking before someone was trying to convince you to put it into two separate articles or books?
Yes, I think it was, that was already in my head anyway, because it's about my blindness. I was going to do an audio book, definitely. But
okay.
Somebody else also told me about Kindle, an e-book.
But
yeah.
One time before when you called in, wasn't there someone, and it might be somebody else I'm confusing you with, but weren't they trying to get you to do it in, split it up and not just have one book with it, have like separate issue or separate publishings with it?
No, I don't remember that.
Else then, okay.
I don't.
But yeah, I
that.
Think Kindle and the audiobook are fabulous ideas. Absolutely fabulous, especially since it's talking about your vision issues. If it's an audiobook, that's going to help so many people that are going through similar situations.
Right, exactly.
And I'm hearing spring.
Okay.
So I don't know if spring is when you're going to have everything completed or if that is when it's going to be published and start taking off, but I'm really hearing spring.
Okay. It's interesting that you see that because my – I have two chapters left, and it's only the beginning of February, so makes sense with, like I said, April 1st is in my mind, body, spirit. That's my deadline. So if it happens all together, that's even better. I just am a little bit nervous because this is all new to me as far as publishing, and, you know, there's a lot of crazy people. It goes with everything, but I just want to dot my I's and cross my T's, you know?
Right. And you already have a publisher, too, correct?
I don't. That's why I'm researching as I'm finishing up the book. So by the time I am done, I'll have a lead. But right now I'm researching as a side part of my writing the last two chapters. That's my goal in the next 2 months is to do the research and finish up the chapters. Which is definitely doable. It's just
absolutely.
That, you know, I don't want to start looking and researching when I'm done with the book because might as well just start now if I have free time, you know.
Absolutely. I feel that when you do get it all completed and it does get out there, it's going to be a big success, a very big success.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That makes my heart smile just by you saying that. I appreciate that. Put so
you're
much
welcome,
blood,
sweetheart.
Sweat, tears. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Jody or Lynn, do you have anything for Emma?
Jody, do you want to go ahead or?
Yes,
I don't hear Jody.
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Okay.
I do, Emma. First of all, I think when we talked, I might have mentioned this before, but I'm hearing it now very strongly.
Okay.
You need to reach out and look for an author's assistant, a writer's assistant. They will know how to promote your book and in a few different ways. One of the things that a writer's assistant can do is to help you drop information in social media, build a following list, get you listed on Amazon. And get your book released on a day where there's enough pre-sales that they go in on the day on Amazon to make you a bestseller. There's a whole art to managing that. I do feel that it's going to go in April. I know the ladies were also saying, or Sue was saying, spring. But I feel very strongly that you can find somebody to do this for you. Now, I do know a whole world of virtual assistant type people who work from their homes. And I probably could find a writer's assistant in the bunch if you would like to speak with someone and get a free consultation. So
find me
on Facebook and drop me a message or find me on the group and we'll talk about that. Because I feel like it's going to benefit you very strongly to have someone who has that experience. And so, like, they help you connect across the board. And I'm hearing, too, something about book clubs for the blind specifically, that you may be able to get involved with something that is like a book clubs for the blind, maybe through social media or Facebook.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
And you're under Lynn, so I contact you. Your email is on the blog talk radio. I'm sorry.
I'm Jody Higgins. I'm Jody Higgins.
Oh, you're Jody. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go to connectedbyspirit.com and send me an email and I'll respond. Or you can find me on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
This means a lot to me. I appreciate it so much. Thank
you. I feel like it'll give you a solid start. And also, they can provide what you don't know about publishing a book. They may even be able to help you find the right publisher.
Right. Exactly. Okay. That sounds very promising. I appreciate your... Wow.
Yeah, and finding the right one, they'll also be able to... they'll know how to put your book out as a Kindle edition.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
A lot of writer's assistant can do for you.
Excellent. So it's a writer's associate. If I Google it, it's writer's associate.
A writer's assistant.
Assistant. Okay. Okay.
Or an
Sorry
author's
about that.
Assistant. Nope, it's okay.
Okay. Okay. Sounds great. Sounds wonderful. Wow.
Okay.
It's exciting. I'm so excited. I just can't wait. This is wonderful.
Absolutely.
It's
fun to do what it is that you're called in life to do.
Yes, absolutely. And I call this is not just a book, it's my purpose book. You know, it means it's the fact that, you know, it's I've done the work emotionally, I've done the healing. This is just the outcome of it. And it's a win-win situation. It's just I knew it was coming out this year, and it's happening, and it's just like I'm getting goosebumps because it's actually happening. So,
it's
amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited. I will actually contact you when it's out. And if it's one of your writer's assistant that you suggested, I will definitely be in touch with you when it's out and send you a copy for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Lynn, did you have any information for her?
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of stuff coming in for Amala.
Hi, Lynn.
What do we do first? Hi, Amala. I'm so very happy for you. That is wonderful. This really feels like champagne bubbles, you know, for us.
Yes.
Happy for you. Just you've really done a great accomplishment. You know, you've done your life's. You've set out to do your life's passion, and I think that's lovely. Okay, we're getting an awful lot of flowers coming in now. The first thing I saw were tulips. I think that is indicative of the spring. Things happening in the spring, like Sue said.
Right.
Now, the other plant flower I got was heather came in, and I think the heather is a symbolism here for us. And it symbolizes admiration and good luck, and it also is believed to have protective powers. So I'm loving the heather coming in for you. I love the good luck, and the admiration I hope will come from the readers. And I get a nice feeling of word of mouth with your book. So once people start to read it, they have that natural thing, I want to share that with and
yes.
whoever they're thinking of, right? So I love that for you. I think that's really going to really fly. And actually, Jody kind of covered it, but what I wrote down was be very careful when you're publishing to watch out for scams. Those guys say,
yeah.
well, I will publish your book. And yeah, just be really careful for those guys. They often look like a really good thing to get involved with, but it's really, yeah, and I think you're smart enough, but I just wanted to give you a little prod and make sure nobody takes advantage of you.
Yeah.
Now, two names I want to look at here, and I also want to ask Sue and Jody if they resonate or pick up with these names. The first name that comes through is Jessica or Jessie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that mean anything for you?
Jessica.
Not me.
Okay. Okay, and the next name that came through, kind of with this same energy, and the name Ken. Kenneth. I would almost say these two had been a couple, maybe, or friends or something. They come through kind of together. Jess and Ken. Anybody picking that up?
Hmm.
Not
no.
Those on the other side or on this side.
Nope. They're saying road trip.
Okay.
That road trip could be a book tour.
Oh.
They're telling me road trip. Possibly
okay.
keep those two names written down. And see who comes up in the near future. If you're getting people coming in with those names, I don't know what. I can't really give you anything more than that. Those two names. It's Jess or Jessica, Jesse, and the other one is Ken or Kenneth. So see what you.
Wait. Oh, it's Ken. I thought it was Kim. Okay, so it's Ken.
Oh,
like
no, Ken. Yeah,
Ken.
Ken.
Oh,
like, yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I wrote
right.
it down.
Okay,
excellent.
Just keep it on the back burner. See what comes in for you. But they seem to come in, like, together, you know, at the same time.
Okay.
So there you go. April 1st. Why do I have April 1st? That's your deadline for you, right?
Yeah, that was, yes, exactly. And I'm actually, in April, I am seeing my writing coach, who I've been, she's been coaching me for the last year, in Colorado in April as well. So everything's coming together in April. I'm seeing her at the
Wonderful.
End of the month. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great. I do see those tulips, and it feels like it's telling us that around spring, you're going to see things really starting to roll. So,
excellent. That makes
yeah,
me
I'm so
sense.
Excited. Yeah, and I was going to say, Amala, the other website that I'm working on is our Sacred Embers for the whole group. And if
yes.
you will send me your information, I'll put you on our links page. I'll put your book,
okay.
the info. Your book,
I
okay?
appreciate that.
Yeah,
all right.
So
and
you
I'll
know,
thank
just
you for the reminder. I'm actually going to
yeah,
donate
no problem.
Some Sacred Embers, right? Sacred Embers.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
okay.
Yeah, it's the podcast. It's the one that's the podcast.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah. So happy okay. and excited for you. I think you're going to have one heck of a good year. I really do.
Yeah. Thank you. God bless you all and.
Oh.
Much love. And Sue, I wish you God's help better. Get better.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take good care.
Thank
you,
Amala.
Too,
okay.
Hon.
Love and light.
Know how it
okay,
goes.
Okay, love and light. Bye.
Good night.
Bye, sweetie.
She's such a sweet lady.
Yes, she
oh,
is.
Oh, I'm so excited for her. Yeah, that's great.
Too, yeah. Okay, we got one more caller here now.
Ooh.
Area code 408, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ola.
I'm sorry, what's your name, hon?
Ola.
O-L-A?
O-L-A? Yes.
Exactly.
Pretty. Oh, that's pretty. All right.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. How can we help you?
Like that.
Oh, yeah. Just wondering about dating, if you see anything happening, any new opportunities there. That's it.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, right now I feel like it's on hold and there's a reason. I couldn't tell you why. Maybe it's because process of making some changes. But
yes.
I'm seeing like a stopwatch, like you just got to wait. You just got a few things that have to line up and then the right person comes in. But you understand this already. You kind of knew that without even asking. You're intuitive anyway.
Yeah, it's work. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is work moving you around? Like, are you thinking about moving home?
Yeah, well, I'm starting something new in a couple of weeks, but then I'm also looking for a new career. So, yeah, I figured it wouldn't happen until I got that settled, but I just kind of wanted confirmation. But I had a feeling.
Yep.
I just hate waiting. I'm impatient.
Right. But the thing is if all the other pieces are in place, it makes it easier to start a new relationship.
Right.
With the right person and to be able to focus on it and have the energy for it that you need. So the answer is not no. The answer is yes, but not yet. It's like you got to give it a little time. And usually when I reach out, they give me some sort of a time frame. They're like, nope, we're not even doing that, Jody.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
They're like, I will say now that I'm reaching out again and I say that, they're like, oh, fooled you. It's like, okay, maybe October.
Oh.
But they're like, you have to really be on track with working through your stuff right now and getting on track for yourself. They're like, yeah, you knew that already.
How about like just dating just for fun, not even that?
Oh,
like
no, I think that would happen, but you're not gonna run into or meet the right person right now. You just have too much time. You could end up. Probably even maybe avoiding dating. I mean, I feel like you're going to be focused on other things.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. They told me to remind you. This isn't just about you. This is about him, too. That while you're working at getting prepared, God is working on preparing that person to be in the right place and in the right mindset. For what they're supposed to have with you, meaning a good relationship, a relationship that can be serious, so that they're also settled and at the same point as you or equally yoked in terms of being ready for something serious. Okay,
that makes sense. All right. Yeah. Okay, thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Want to add, Paula?
Sue or Lynn might have some information for you on that.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Did you go already, Sue?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Let me just, I got an interesting plant here for you, Ola. Okay, the first thing I got was a scene from the movie Ghost. And it's really weird, because I'll tell you what follows is interesting here. I was seeing Patrick Swayze saying to them at the end, it's the love inside that you take with you. Now, did you have a lost love or something like that? One that you haven't quite let go of, or one that's sort of still burning as a torch in the heart?
I've been told that before, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not
well,
sure. I've been trying to figure that out. Yeah, I guess I would know. Yeah. I can't think of. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Okay, well, you don't have
like
to
holding
don't
on to
push
something.
For it. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
If it's not coming, don't push for it. But that's the scene that comes in, is talking about the love that you feel inside, you take it with you. And the message that there is a roadblock on purpose, and there's some clearing needing to be done in you.
Okay.
Which pretty ties into what the Jody was saying. Now, this is the most interesting plant that came in for you, and I looked it up. And the plant is called boneset. It's got a little compound flower. It looks sort of like a big giant Queen Anne's lace a little bit, Anyway, what it stands for is protection and exorcism. And I don't think we're talking about getting rid of demons. I think we're talking about that clearing that we were mentioning before.
Okay.
Now, bone set was also used to help physical healing, but it also symbolizes fixing, mending, regeneration, and strengthening. So I think that that plant comes in as a symbol for you to just do that for yourself, and then you're going to be a little more ready. And then the song, and I have had this song come in before, the people thinking about dating, and it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. It's called Somewhere Out There. Do you know
From,
the song I mean? Is it Aladdin?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that song is coming in, as mushy as it might be. Whoever it is, and there is definitely a someone, you're both under the same bright star. You just haven't connected yet. But I think you just need to do a little self-work. Figure out if there's anything you are clinging to romantically.
I think I just figured out while you were talking. I think it's because my dad and my mom split when I was like really little, so I think that might be it.
Well, there you go.
So,
yeah,
I just realized that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's that little bit of fear, it's nothing to, was it that said, feel the fear and do it anyway, you know?
Right,
In your case, I don't think you have anything to fear. It feels like you've pulled your act together. You've sort of thought about how different things happen between people, but it feels like you are solid. You know, you've got your eyes opened, and as Jody said, you're very intuitive. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm working on it. Yeah.
Your spiritual abilities, just get that something that you can strengthen, and that's going to be helpful to you when you meet those new people. Like if you're dating, then you're going to be very intuitive. You'll have a good radar for who to invite in and who not to, sort of thing. So that's going to serve you well. And that's what all that strengthening, you can look up the bone set plant if you want to get some further info, but I like the info that it's bringing through for you. So there you go.
Cool. Yeah, I already looked it up. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, just to get that lovely, mushy feeling in your heart, I would put the Linda Ronstadt, James Ingram version of that song on and just dance for a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll give you a nice warm feeling, and it'll get you sort of a rehearsal for when you actually meet that right person. And that's what I've got for you, and let's see what Sue has.
Okay. I have a question.
I really don't have anything.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
I was picking up
sorry,
this. Can you guys hear me?
I just had a question about the plant. Should I get that plant or just about it?
Well, you can probably find it in the summertime if you want to.
Seasonal. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it grows. It would almost be considered a weed, I guess, by some people. It's a wetland plant.
Okay.
And I look it up. But there's no reason. It's not a great plant to make tea out of. It does do good healing work, but it's really hard on the liver. So I wouldn't use it heavily as tea if you're going to, but it's a pretty plant. It grows about 7 feet tall, though, so if you've got room.
Oh, you know, okay.
Certainly I would, just look up all about it, because there's other meanings, like there's sort of traditional Celtic meanings and all sorts of different things. So I would look it up and get all those different meanings. It's quite a beautiful, beautiful, sturdy plant. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to add extra, Ola. I was picking up the same thing as the other ladies, so.
Okay.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. Thank
you.
Have a good night.
Evening.
You too. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Ola.
Oh, boy.
Good stuff.
We don't have any more callers right now.
All right. Sue, go ahead.
And say I can just go over the shows real quick, who's on them and what days and times.
We should, and because the network's huge now.
Yeah, we have shows on every day of the week. So if you go back and listen in archives, on Sundays at 1 o'clock Eastern, it's Love and Amazing Grace with Barbara Grace Reynolds and DC Love. Mondays at 7 Eastern, Healing and Messages from Beyond with DC Love, Lynn Bleasdale, and myself, Sue Fields Delamonte. Tuesday is Medium Connections, Wake Up with Carrie Ann and the Spirit Guides with Carrie Ann Hartley at 11 a.m. Wednesday, Divine Connections at 8 Eastern. Thursday is Enter the Light at 8 Eastern with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Denise Ramon, Michael Christopher, and Dennis Miranda. Fridays is Be Here Now at 8 Eastern with Heather Filona and Tina Godin. And Saturdays, and I don't have the time, DC Love and Brenda Pierce. And next Wednesday, I will not be here, but we are going to have a special guest, Natasha, is it Scott?
That's right, Natasha Scott.
Natasha Scott will be on Taking My Place. Anything anybody else wants to add tonight?
I don't know. Jody, you got anything? It's a quiet night. But we'll get some more energy going next week, I think. Natasha's what does she do? She does palm readings. She does angel card readings too, right? I think she was.
Yeah.
Angel cards.
She does a lot of energy work. She's really, really good. She's an awesome lady.
Yeah. She is also a happiness coach.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great thing. And again, Natasha being a happiness coach. Why is she so happy? She's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. So there you go. Happiness and kindness go hand in hand. Well, we can end the show with some of our beautiful music if you want. We can put on, I don't know.
Sure.
What a wonderful world.
Yeah, well, I should add some new music, I guess, but we've got a creepy intro, that Halloween music that sounded so terrible, and well, there's another bad one, The Mysterious Forest. Oh, I'm going to put that on just for hoots, okay, just for one sec. Oh, geez, we just got a caller, guys. Should we pick up the caller? Oh, no. We just got another caller. Do we have, shall we get back into reading mode and take that poor caller?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. That was a false ending. Okay, there we go.
Area Hi, lady.
904, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Patty. Thank you, lady.
Hi, Patty.
I
was just listening to your show, and you said you had no callers, so I thought I would call in and... I didn't really have anything specific planned. I was just listening. So maybe if there's just any message.
Okay.
You need a David on the other side, Patty? Someone that you would have known? A David?
A David?
David, yes.
No, nothing pops to my mind on David.
Not on the other side, eh?
Okay. No, not that.
I know who. Okay, it doesn't matter. I know who it's for. I know who this is coming in then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Lynn, is that for me?
I think possibly Jody.
Is do you want me to tell you?
Go ahead. I'll tell you. I'll tell. By the way, I'll pick up whether it's the right.
My cousin David passed away from brain cancer.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He's manipulating the light that I'm using right now, so I'm getting flashes here. So
okay.
I'm just gonna. And then I'm getting a flash from that. So okay, I'm saying okay, Jody. I think that's coming through for you.
Okay. He was my favorite cousin. He always felt like a big brother to me, and I always thought, like, if he and I had been, you know, like if our families were closer, if we spent more time together, he would have been more like a big brother.
Yeah. Yeah. He's bringing through the color red. What would that be for? It was was there a fight for survival? It was like a survival kind of red.
Yeah.
Did he try really hard to hang on?
Yeah, I think he did. Had family here. He had people he loved. There were fundraisers for him. I really don't believe he wanted to leave, and he was quite young. I think he was 38.
Oh, jeez. Let me just see if I can figure out what's coming through for you here.
Okay.
He's
I'm hearing a male
a
voice coming through as well.
Yeah, me too.
Is that from one of you guys? Does someone have a TV on? Or is it me hearing a voice?
I hear talking too. I don't know.
Is there anything on your end, Patty?
What is the name?
No.
Do you
have
the TV or something? Do I have what?
A TV playing in the background.
Oh,
there was one on almost muted. Does it make a difference now?
Yeah, we weren't sure if we had a spirit energy.
I thought a man was talking through the electronics.
Yeah.
Wow, this is interesting.
Did you guys, Jody, did you guys ever do anything like outdoor activities like fishing?
My mom and my uncle love to fish. And I'm certain, although I don't remember going with him, I know that he would have went with them.
Okay, because I'm getting an image of holding up a fish, like going fishing, and that sort of, you know, that those pictures they take of fishermen, and they have that cheese-eating grin, and they're holding up the fish. That's how it's coming through. So he did like a fish and whatnot?
Oh, yes.
And would he have teased you about fishing, like you didn't like to go, or you wouldn't have gone, or you didn't want to, or something?
I would be bored silly if we ever went.
Yeah. Okay. It's like he's teasing you with the fish, like you know how boys will do sometimes, or if girls do it too, I don't know. But sort of, you know, they're holding it up and making you go, So.
Yeah, he's that kind.
Okay. Well, that's definitely your David, hon. I'm so glad. Thank you. I guess they figured we had a little time at the end of the show, so he hitchhiked on Patty's reading.
Thank you, Patty.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't mind hitchhiking.
There you go.
You know, it's funny as so much.
As you got to the end of the... Oh, I'm sorry.
Jody, do you have anything for Patty, hon?
I'm a little perplexed at the moment, so I think you should go first.
Eddie, are you having any lower back issues?
Occasionally. Yeah, I years and years ago, I got broadsided by a vehicle, and I go to a chiropractor kind of regularly just for tune-ups when I get a little tight.
Okay. When you started talking, my lower back started hurting, like stress pain.
Well, you know, I've been thinking I need a good massage.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm due for one. My muscles have been kind of tight, and I do get lower back stress. You know, it gets in my lower back sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to trade on that. Do some stretching exercises when you can, and when you feel it coming on, acknowledge the stress and try to let it go before it really sets in.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a change financially, career-wise, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Because yep.
I'm picking up like a relocation, a change, and it's going to be financially motivated.
Hmm.
So
wow.
It doesn't necessarily mean like a living arrangement moving. It could be just relocation work-wise.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to jump on that path. I've been just kind of getting ready, looking online, and I've been sick for a little bit, so I'm over that, and just cold and flu and that kind of thing. And I took out some papers for resume writing just in case I need one. And so I'm mentally real ready to make a change. I do have a part-time job, but it's just time to go.
Yeah, you feel like you're just kind of stagnant there?
Oh, very, yeah. It served its purpose. I needed something that was a little kickback, and it was handed to me, so I didn't have to go looking. And I was in that place where, oh, my God, I can't go deal with this. So I just took it as it was available. But now it's very stagnant and boring. But, you know, it's just it's income, so but it's time to go now.
Yeah, that's going to be coming through for you.
Cool.
You're
going to
be
happier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I need a change. I need something a little more stimulating and a little bit more money.
Yeah, I was just going to say, feel like you have a purpose again instead of just showing up and collecting a check.
Exactly, yeah. That's basically what it is, yeah.
Wow.
Do you see that coming soon or like another month or so? Or?
I'm not getting a time frame. I am just, I hear soon, but soon on the other side could be a month. It could be 6 months. Yeah.
Okay. Hope it's sooner.
Yeah. It very well could be. I'm not getting a time frame like spring or now. I just heard 3.
Okay.
So it could be March. Or it could be 3 months.
Yeah.
But I just 3.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I'm in pursuit, so I'm just, you know, beginning to
work out.
Seek out.
Yeah. Jody or Lynn, do you have
anything? I was wondering if you thought it would be anything that would find me, because I talk to a lot of people that I am looking for something or more something I would have to go and find.
I think you're going to be led action. So it could
led.
Be somebody telling you, hey, I just heard about this, and then you'll go in pursuit of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Oh, that's so lovely. I think it's going to be soon too, Patty. I really do. Yeah, I get the same feeling as Sue. I think you just be a little patient a little longer. It's probably a lesson in patience for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to also ask Patty, have you had a little dog on the other side?
A cat, probably.
Okay.
I had a dog I was way younger, way in my 20s, long, long time ago.
Well, the color, it's either the name, a name, or it's the color. It's Sandy, like a little blonde cat or a dog. Is it either one of those guys?
Well, I kind of had a tabby cat.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
I had
an orange
tabby
one?
Cat. Yeah, like
an orange.
Orange? Yeah,
okay.
I had him for about 12 years.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's the energy's coming through in a dog-like way, though. It doesn't feel like a cat. It feels more like a dog.
You know, it's funny. I used to say he's like a dog because most cats just go meandering and you call them and they don't come. And he'd like to go out in the early evening and do his prowling. And I'd go out and I'd holler and I'd call him and he'd run like a dog. I used to say that to everybody. He runs back home like a dog.
Okay, well, that he's just popping through. Popping through to say hi. The cat that comes through as a dog, I love that. But there's nothing coming through, like, particularly just a sort of an acknowledgement that they still are with you and they're a thought away.
He was a great
cat.
When
you know, you can still get that lovely energy by just thinking them around you and meeting their vibration, and they'll still be around for you. This one obviously is. He loved you a lot. You guys had a lot of strength in your relationship. I think you guys kept each other going, sort of.
Yeah, he was a good cat. I found him as a baby stray, and I couldn't find the owner, so I kept him. So I had him for like 12 years. His name was Buddha. He was so cute.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Beautiful eyes.
That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's still with you. He's still with you. That's nice. I like when the pets on the other side come through. That's comforting.
Yeah. Yeah, I love animals.
Yeah. Oh, and they love you too. You should have one with you. You know that.
I know. I live in such a small place right now. I mean, the only thing I could really do is maybe a cat because it's just not big enough for a dog.
Yeah. Consider a rescue. Consider another rescue. Like, I have a funny feeling that if you put the intention out there, I think the Great Spirit might just send you one in need, the way you found your first guy, little Buddha. So just put that out there and see if a cat doesn't come looking for you and see what happens.
All right, I will
And if it happens, Patty, I'd love to hear you hear back and hear about it. I say if a cat does find you, call in and let us know. I'd love to hear about a new rescue.
I have to call him some divine name, divine intervention name.
Yeah. Well, the Buddha's name before he became the Buddha was Siddhartha. You could call him Sid.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Thank you, hon.
You're very welcome.
So I have
Patty.
A little bit now. I'm feeling like there's some money that's coming in for you. Would that make sense to you, Patty?
Well, if it is, I don't know where it's coming from. There's no inheritance
like there's
going on.
Okay, well, there's something coming in the spring, and I just wanted to let you know that. And I feel like there could be a change in your living situation.
It could be a change in my living situation?
Yeah. Do you own your house, or are you in an
apartment? No, I'm in a rental. But it's a small studio, and I was thinking, I think I'm on a lease till June, actually, but I was thinking when that's up, then I can go on a month to month, and I'm going to probably start looking around to move into something bigger. I downsized quite a bit. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, and I think that you will – this is definitely going to happen for you, okay? So just know there's going to be a little money coming in. Don't know if it's just like, a gift or how it comes in, but it's going to come in. And then there's also this move coming up for you.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that owe me, quite a nice amount of money, but I don't think I'll ever see it. It's gone by now 5 years, and I don't think that either one of them is going to come around with the repayment, so maybe just coming from someplace else.
Okay. Well, just letting you know, I feel like something's coming in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And
when we were talking about David and fishing, I remembered I knew a guy years ago. I think he passed away just a couple of years ago, and it was just someone I knew, after high school, a bunch of people all hung out. He was one of the people, and he loved fishing, and his name was David. And I
you know, it's not somebody that I was like close friends with, but everybody knew everybody kind of thing. And he was always kind of around. And whenever I went back to my hometown, I would bump into him here and there. So that just rang a bell when you started talking about fishing, because he loved to go fishing.
Oh, wow. Is that awesome?
Might have been a dual message.
You never know.
Yeah. Hey, well, that happens a lot. Messages from more than one person.
Yeah.
Well, the energy's still here. He's still flashing on the light, so I can see if I can go deeper. And does a truck mean something to either of you with this David? Something about a truck?
No. I don't think he ever really drove.
How about you, Jody? Something about a truck that broke down.
I would say that David always drove big old trucks for work, like old trucks. Beaters.
Yeah. Yeah. Breaking down all the time. Always fixing it.
Always, he was always fixing something. He worked with his hands, and, you know, I think he did construction type work, you know.
Okay, I think this is the David that's connected to Jody. Then I would say, because he's showing me this, the truck, the image of the truck that always fixing, always fixing, always stealing parts from other things to replace.
Yeah,
like,
and you know, I'm
cannibalizing other things to get parts, kind of thing. But always making them run. Like the things, they always ran. They always got him there. He just kept on putting it back in as it, you know, like it was almost like he almost had a new truck by the time he was done with all the parts he'd replaced.
Yep, and he was just good with his hands. That sounds like him. Where, you know, we had. We're from the country. We're from up north. We're from living out in the country and farm people. And, you know, you kind of make do with what you have. You make it work, and you don't throw things away. You fix them.
Yeah, that sounds like him. This sounds like the right energy, and I'm getting a validation on the light, too. It's just gone flash, flash. So, yeah, I'd say so. Yep, that's your guy, Jody.
It's so nice to know he's around, you know. So, Cousin David, I love you. And he's a good guy. He's a sweet guy.
Oh, very much so.
Sorry he had
Clever.
To pass so young.
Well, he's all right. You know, like it's funny because we're always the ones that feel all sad and broken, but they're perfectly fine where they are, you know. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's you know, whatever was the brain cancer isn't there. You know, he's not sick. He's fine. And I guess he's just coming through to let you know that, Jody. Had you been thinking about him in terms of like a sad kind of thinking?
I always kind of feel sad when he comes up, because I know how much his sister and brothers miss him. My mom was really sad. You know, my uncle, I think, spent a lot of time with him, and my uncle's gone, and he reminded my mom of my uncle. And, you know, it just seems like a lot of people in our family die young in sad ways, you know. And then last night, it's odd because I was at a mediumship class last night, like a development circle, and my uncle Art came through, and I kept getting the name David, but I thought I was getting a message for someone else. I didn't think that I would actually be connecting with my own loved one, you know.
That's so nice. You read
it is
you,
really
you read
nice.
For yourself. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's definitely there. And I wonder, is this an anniversary? Did he die in around this time? Or what's the significance of the time of year?
Gosh, I'd have to ask my mom. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I wonder.
I'm not sure.
Everybody's been thinking about him lately. Like he's like almost you're like almost invoking his presence, you know, by the thought.
It's entirely possible. It could be, you know, it could be his birthday, or it could be, you know, with the holidays. It could be anything.
Yeah. Well, let's maybe find out, ask your mom when he crossed and if there's something, some anniversary or some reason he's popping in now. She might have been thinking about him too, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if I could find his obituary here real quick online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of taking a quick look.
Yeah. I guess Patty just joined a reading party tonight.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm enjoying it.
I'll pull up a chair in the studio and enjoy. We don't have anything to serve, but...
That's okay. We do pretend.
We do. Cyber everything. Oh, that's lovely.
While she's looking that up, might I ask if you see what area I might find some work in? You gonna get anything on that?
You mean like what kind of job or what geographical area?
You know, what kind of job? It's got to be somewhere around here because I'm not going to, I mean, I can see relocating to a job, but not relocating from where I live, but you said that wasn't happening anyway. Just want to see if you see what area it might be in at all.
Are you good at customer service, Patty? Like working with people, helping them?
Yeah, work with them my whole lifetime.
That's what's coming in is like a service position for you. Helping people. Have you ever worked at a medical clinic? Like as a front desk type of person?
Not really. Not a medical clinic, no.
Yeah. Not medical. I'm not saying you are doing the medical work, but kind of like a frontline type of person, helping the people that come in, checking them in kind of thing. I know this sounds really crazy, but check and see if there's like pediatric clinics looking for... front desk people, like the people that take care of the booking and the people and stuff. See if you can't find something in that kind of service area. Kids, I think, kids are coming into it somehow. So maybe, does that underwhelm you?
I've never done that before. I am good with kids, though. I grew up in a big family, and they were like 7 younger than me, and I've worked with kids, and occasionally I babysit for somebody, and I like kids, and I'm good with them.
Well, don't narrow it down. I mean, if because children come into it, I'm seeing like a big sort of play area where kids come in while they're waiting to see whoever, and you're out there kind of supervising but guiding, helping people with forms. Helping kids that are scared kind of thing. I don't know. That's just what's coming in. So that's what I'll give you to just ponder. But I would go, I don't just cling to that, branch out, think about that kind of service job because I think you'd be really good at it. Yeah.
Thank you.
A comforting presence to people. Yeah.
Yeah. I will keep that in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
find
this.
I think you'd be really, really awesome. Well, not to worry. It'll come. We'll maybe find out later after the show or something.
Yes.
But, So I guess I think that's all I had for you, Peg. Patty, Sue or Joe, do you have anything further? We've got like a... are coming to the actual end of the show, so...
I don't have anything else to add.
No,
well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Patty. Yeah,
and
stroke your cat in spirit. Yeah.
You have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you as well. Thank you. You all have a good evening, too. Thank you.
Okay.
So what do you say, ladies?
Okay, shall we put some... extra music on just to
fur.
Head out?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Blessings, love and blessings.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.